bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy. It's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. So glad you're listening to Talk Healthy Today. You all know how much I love Foodie Friday, and I am so excited to have the beautiful and very talented and brilliant Nicole Visnick, CCN. She is the Ambassador of Nutrition at Lifespan Medicine. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's start by talking about what is Lifespan Medicine?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Lifespan Medicine is an integrative medical clinic, and we have a whole team of providers from medical doctors to doctors of osteopath, naturopathic doctors, and then we have a couple of nutritionists on staff. And we see, you know, a very broad array of clients who come in with different health goals and health concern. And really our mission is to help people to find a path to better health that really takes a more comprehensive and integrative approach.
Oh, I think that is so important. You know, I know that you're an expert in customized nutrition plans and lifestyle modifications and diet supplementation and exercise. And just before we started taping, you were talking about your work, and I was so moved by your passion and talking about people who really need help. And when they put these practices into use and they're eating these whole foods and they're doing the things you talked about, it really makes a difference. So let's talk about that a little bit. Like, take us through a day and give us some tips so we can all feel better.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good question. So when people come into the clinic, they have very, I guess, diverse issues, from gastrointestinal issues to autoimmune conditions to just even people who want to lose weight and have more energy. So there's a full gamut of just different, you know, complaints and goals that people have when they're first coming in. And, you know, when people are coming in to me for nutrition, I would say what they're really looking for is clarity, they're looking for guidance, and they're looking for support. So I would say one of the major issues that we're running into right now in the nutrition field is that there's just so much confusion about what are the best foods to be eating. There's so many trends, there's so many controversial topics, and clients are just utterly confused. It's like one day they're told that dairy is good, it's helping to promote, you know, healthy bones, strong teeth, and then the next day they're told that it's something that they should avoid, that it's actually bad for them. And it's the same with every kind of category, whether that's gluten, whether or not like a vegetarian diet is better, or whether paleo is better. So really what we do is help people identify which foods are best for them. So we do a very specific test to help to determine which foods are genetically most compatible for the individual. And so this test is a blood test, and we draw the blood, and a little less than 2 weeks, the results come back to reveal which foods the individual should be eating. And it's very different from person to person. I mean, we have clients who have a plan that does look maybe a little more plant-based, and we have clients whose plan looks a little bit more like a paleo diet. It completely minimizes the confusion that they have around some of the hot topics in nutrition. And then we take that as a platform or a foundation for how they should be eating and customize that further. So we will, you know, very much fine-tune their macronutrient ratios to let them know how much protein they should be eating relative to carbohydrates and fat. We'll let them know how much they should be eating. What are the sensible portion size for the individual based on their goals? And we just do everything possible to take into consideration, you know, the lifestyle. Like, do they like to cook? Do they dine out often? You know, are they on the go a lot? Do they have children? There's so many factors that truly play a role in how well somebody can comply with a plan. And we want to make the plan fit the lifestyle. So we do everything possible to make that happen. And so, as I was mentioning to you earlier, when clients come in, there's certain people who, you know, they've really been dealing with something for a long time. I'm thinking about a client I worked with several years ago who had Crohn's disease, and it was just deteriorating the quality of her life. She was constantly in pain. She didn't feel like she had any control over her body. Everything that she seemed to eat made her symptoms worse. And when she came in, she was in tears and just felt like she was, you know, it was the last straw. There wasn't anything more we could do than she was just done. She was going to throw in the towel. And through doing the testing and putting her on a very customized program, she recovered. She is in remission. She's managing her condition very well and living a healthy and happy lifestyle. So, you know, those are some of the things that we are doing at the clinic as it pertains to nutrition.
Oh, that is really exciting. You know, I'd love to get that blood work done because I still wake up with what I call a food hangover, but I've sort of deducted what I'm sensitive to, what I'm not. I tend to do better on a paleo diet that's very high in a lot of vegetables and healthy fats and, you know, getting my carbs from fruits and vegetables and some winter squashes, some yams. As soon as I throw in the grains, even the whole grains, I get tired and sluggish. And whereas my husband, he can eat grains all day, every day. And he's super trim and super athletic. And, you know, he feels great. So people are listening saying, okay, like, I want to get this done. Other people, Can they do it from afar?
That's another really good question. Mm-hmm. So we do work with clients remote. We have clients all across the country, including international clients. And so if they are, you know, outside of Los Angeles, then we would just arrange to have their blood drawn wherever they are. And the consultations are typically done through phone. They can be, you know, through Skype as well. And so the testing does not have to be done at our clinic.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to have to talk because I know the things that are going to make me feel crummy most of the time, but sometimes I'll eat something that I thought I was fine and I still wake up feeling heavy headed and it's just frustrating. It's like, what's going on? I ate so clean, as I call it this week. Why do I feel lousy? And sometimes that can be from eating out, thinking that, well, this seems pretty clean, but then again, you don't always know what things they put in the food, right? So you have to be really careful.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a good point. And you said something so interesting before. I mean, the difference between you and your husband.
Yes.
I mean, my husband and I are the same way as well. But I see this all the time where there are clients who thrive on one specific type of diet, but a family member doesn't, even somebody they're related to by blood. And I think it goes back to that saying that one man's food is another man's poison. And so even when you are eating clean, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're still eating foods that are genetically compatible for you and that allow your body to work properly. In fact, one of the most common symptoms that clients report when they have deviated for whatever reason, whether it was accidental or intentional from their plan, is that a lot of times they wake up in the morning feeling kind of either hungover or very stiff, as though they had, you know, drank excessively, but they didn't drink anything at all. And I mean, that's just one indicator that they consumed things that caused excessive inflammation. And so that's a part of what the test is looking at. The foods that are identified as problem foods are they're inflammatory foods. They're foods that provoke an inflammatory response and push the body chemistry out of balance. And that can be manifest in many different ways, from feeling low energy or sleepy after a meal, to having brain fog, to being having situations where there's pain, whether that's achy joints or even abdominal cramping. There's many different ways that inflammation can be expressed through symptoms.
Oh, that is interesting. Are there certain foods that you think are triggers across the board, or there are some pro-inflammatory foods? So talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm. I do see trends, for sure. So when the results come back, the problem foods, oftentimes I'll see wheat as one of those foods. Not necessarily gluten. There are quite a few individuals that tolerate like rye, for instance, or barley. But wheat does tend to be inflammatory and showing up on most people's lists. Another thing I see quite a bit is cow dairy. Not always goat or sheep, but the cow dairy, whether it's milk, cheese, any kind of dairy product. Some other common ones are soy. I also see corn and sometimes peanuts. So those seem to be the ones I see the most often.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I can eat nuts maybe once a week, like any kind of nuts. But if I eat them more than that, I feel really tired, which breaks my heart. Yeah, so it can be frustrating when you think you're doing well and you wake up feeling lousy. And that's why I especially want to get the testing. So once people get the testing, whether they're there or they're far away, that's when they start working with you. That's when you'd put them on a program. And where does the exercise come in as well and some of the other things that you do?
Mm-hmm. So it's always something that's taken into consideration because the diet should match the physical activity. So we wouldn't, as a nutritionist, necessarily prescribe some kind of training regimen, but based on what they're currently doing, I can give them very good insight about how they should be kind of fine-tuning their diet to match the output. So, I mean, obviously somebody who's doing something like CrossFit, that's, their recommendations would be very different than somebody who does maybe yoga. Or, you know, like we also have a lot of professional athletes that come through the clinic, and a lot of endurance athletes. So somebody who's doing Ironman, they're obviously going to have very different nutritional recommendations than somebody who's sedentary. So we don't necessarily make fitness-based recommendations. However, we adapt the nutrition piece to fit what they're currently doing.
Oh, I like that. That makes so much sense. You know, it's funny. I do yoga, but for me, it's really hard. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's the other thing, too, because when somebody asks me, like, for instance, is yoga or Pilates a sufficient form of exercise to accomplish, let's say, weight loss? I'm like, it depends. You know, if you haven't been doing that or you're deconditioned, that's going to be quite a workout. Or if it's just a very advanced class. Whereas somebody who's maybe a veteran that's been going to the same type of class for a long time, they may have adapted to that and perhaps ceased to get the kind of results that they want.
I make the assumption that, you know, all fruits and vegetables are good for everybody. So everybody should be eating fruits and vegetables. But it sounds like maybe that's not the case. Do you ever find blood work where it's like, you know what, maybe kale isn't so good for you? Or is that just somebody's wish?
Absolutely. So just kind of a quick case study that's so compelling. I had this gentleman many years ago who had played in the NFL, and he got pretty banged up while he was in the sport, and everything just ached, all of his joints. And so he came to our clinic for an anti-inflammatory treatment that we do. It's injection-based, but he decided before he'd start that, he would try our anti-inflammatory diet. And when he did his diet intake, I was amazed. I could not believe how healthy this guy was eating and that yet he still had so much pain. He intentionally was introducing superfoods, you know, these like blueberries and kale and pomegranate, and just all of these things that truly have a benevolent reputation.
Sure.
And so I'm thinking, wow, I wonder how much improvement he's going to have given that his diet is already so good. Well, his results come back, and a lot of those foods that he purposely added were on his avoid list. The blueberries, the pomegranate, things that have anti-inflammatory effects. So even though it was kind of sad to see that, the good news was that he had dramatic health improvements from reduction, actually even elimination of joint pain, which is interesting given that there probably was some degradation of the joint, but that wasn't what was causing the inflammatory signal. It was the food. So that had almost completely resolved. And then there were a couple other things that were so interesting. He thought he had a receding hairline, but as it turned out, he was just unnaturally losing hair, probably from excess inflammation, and it was damaging the follicle. So he started growing hair back.
It was incredible.
When he took off his ball cap, he was sprouting hair. Another thing was that he was already fairly lean to begin with, but could definitely lose a couple more pounds. And without changing calorie intake or shifting macronutrients, he lost weight simply, and just body fat actually, by just taking out those inflammatory foods. But the thing that got me was towards the end of our time together, he was finishing the program, he had post-blood work done, and essentially all the markers that were out of range either improved or went back into the normal range. And he had been working with somebody prior to coming to our clinic. We had another provider managing his blood work. that the provider literally wrote on his paper, whatever you're doing, he's doing it because it's the most remarkable change I've seen in a short period of time.
Oh, that's
so
exciting.
Again, it goes to show that not all fruits and vegetables are universally good either.
See, that's what makes it so difficult, right? Because you want to be able to say people, just eat whole. I always say to people, just eat whole foods. I call myself a whole fooditarian. I made that up. You know, just eat whole foods. But that's not necessarily the best advice. I mean, I think it's good advice, but then you got to tweak it, right? You don't want them eating processed food.
Absolutely. And that's where I would start. And in fact, that's where I would start with, for instance, a child. Who probably doesn't have the capacity to follow our program because it's kind of complicated, a little sophisticated in that it's nuanced. You know, there's herbs and spices and other things that make it, you really have to be meticulous for a period of time until you have enough experience under your belt where it becomes easy to follow. But I would start with somebody who's either a child or somebody who doesn't have the money to afford some kind of advanced testing, I would start with whole foods first, because even that by itself is going to make pretty big improvements for individuals who've been eating a lot of processed and ultra processed foods.
I think so too. Now, do you work, Nicole, with helping people get off medications that they're primarily on for poor lifestyle?
A lot of clients who come in, that is a top goal. They want to get off medications that they have been prescribed. I would never take them off or advise them to discontinue, but it just naturally happens. And in fact, one of my clients that I worked with about 3 years ago, he had hypertension and assumed that it was familial because he had tried so many different dietary approaches, from the DASH diet to a vegan diet, and really hadn't had improvement. But when he started on our program, what happened was his blood pressure dropped so fast that he ended up getting dizzy and lightheaded, and his physician had to take him off of his medication. It was incredible. So a lot of times clients are able to come off of particularly hypertensive medication and medication for like high cholesterol.
Oh, that's fantastic. It can make such a difference. You know, you mentioned the paleo diet earlier, and there's been a lot right now about saturated fat not really being as bad as everyone said, and that we really want to look out for, you know, refined flours and sugars. Is that something that you talk about at all, or where do you think about that?
Yeah, so I kind of grew up with the paleo diet. It was just something that was so en vogue while I was in graduate school, back in like 2005. And so I was very familiar with it, and it makes so much sense to me. I mean, just trying to eat in a way that we have mostly always eaten before there were foods that, especially processed foods, that were causing a lot of the chronic degenerative diseases we're seeing now. So I think that paleo absolutely has its merit. And with the fat, there's a little bit more to the story than just is it good or is it bad. We need saturated fat. I mean, a lot of our cells, I should say majority of our cell membranes are made up of saturated fat, especially the brain. However, there are certain people that just don't metabolize fat as well as others. And if there's poor metabolism of lipids, that can lead to essentially metabolic aberrations. So that's another thing that has to be taken into consideration. And the one thing that's really cool right now in the nutrition field is that the field is moving at the speed of light. There's so many new types of genomic tests that you can do to help determine whether you're a person who's a good metabolizer or a poor metabolizer of lipids.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to ask, is that a separate blood test than the one you were referring to?
Yes, and that's something clients ask a lot, because the test that we do is only for food. It does not look at any other blood chemistry, and certainly it doesn't look at other genomic markers. It's just to determine which foods are genetically most compatible for the person.
Oh, okay. And is that something that you offer at Lifespan Medicine?
Yeah, we offer essentially any type of blood test or genomic test that you could possibly have done.
Wow, that is so great. Nicole, the time went by so quickly. You'll have to come back. This has been so incredibly informative. Tell us all the ways that we can learn more about you and Lifespan Medicine.
Yes. So the best way to find out about us is to go right to our website. It's lifespanmedicine.com. And there you can read about all of the services that we offer, and you can read about each of the providers. So I would say that is the best starting point.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on. Are you on social media as well? And is Lifespan Medicine on social media?
We're actually not quite yet, but it's something that's in the works.
Oh, good. Well, if you want to find me on social media, you can go to Health Media Gal 1 at Talk Healthy the number 2 day on Snapchat and Twitter. Talk Healthy Today podcast on Facebook. I want to thank everyone for listening. Get that testing done, feel better, and stay well.